Rudra, thank you so much for chatting to us this afternoon.
That's not a worry. Good afternoon, Tess. How are you?
Well, thank you. Could you tell us a little bit about what exactly is the Pay with a Post-it campaign for those who might not have heard about it?
Okay, so Pay with a Post-it is basically, I was looking for an idea. It was a few months ago when a lot of people lost their jobs. People were, so many people coming to the coffee shop, they stopped coming, or there were people coming to the shop and then, kind of tell us, oh, I might not see you again. I've been let go of my work. And I was looking for ideas to be able to help out. Obviously, that was a tough time for everyone. We were even unsure what was happening with us. So this idea was to, I thought we could probably give some platform for other people also willing to help out the ones that are needed. So basically, if you're buying a coffee, you could pay for another coffee for a stranger and write a message on a post-it note and pop it on the wall. And the people who need it will grab the post-it note, bring it to the counter and get a free coffee. That's as simple as that, pretty much.
And people online in particular have been absolutely loving it. But what's the response been on the ground? What are the customers saying?
Oh, it's been fantastic. From the day we started, I started with 10 post-it notes myself. And on the first day, we had 35 post-it notes on the wall by the end of the day.
Wow.
And it took a little bit for people to use it, though. There were a little bit of hesitation from people. But once people saw other people using it, that's what it's for. And probably it took a while for people to get used to the concept as well. But now we obviously have a lot more people buying than using it, but there are obviously a lot of people using it as well with pride. There's no issue there.
So what do you think it is that makes this idea work so well?
I don't know. It is time like this when, kind of people do want to come together and help out each other. And there are obviously people that are positive and are looking for a platform to help other people out as well. So, just a little platform like this can help. It can go a long way. And then we had so many messages come from overseas, from the UK and from America, and there's so many cafes starting the program as well, the post-it note, and then sending us photos. It's pretty amazing to be able to inspire other people and also benefiting a lot of people around the world as well.
And just before I let you go, Rudra, I know it's quite difficult to look into the crystal ball, especially this year, but do you think that this is something that you in particular will keep going ahead with, even once COVID has died down?
Yeah, I think so. There might be other ways, definitely, but we'll keep it going as long as, the pandemic's on there. But after that, we'll definitely look for different ways to help out. There's so many people wanting to buy meals for other people. And again, it gets too complicated, and we say, let's keep it to coffee for now. But we'll definitely look for different ways to give platform for other people to help other people.
Well, it's a beautiful idea, Rudra. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
That's great. Thank you.